A revised plan to keep Sarasota as a spring training home with the Cincinnati Reds remains in question today. Yesterday in Venice, Sarasota County officials delayed voting until next week on whether or not to set aside $18 million in tourist tax money to help rebuild Ed Smith Stadium. The total cost of rebuilding the park would be $41 million. That's $13 million cheaper than a plan for a new park that was voted down by Sarasota City residents last fall, seemingly precluding any chance of keeping the Reds in Sarasota. But a supermajority or four county commissioners must approve the deal of bed tax money, and that does not appear to be the case.
We are in a serious economic downturn right now, as all of us are aware.
Sarasota Mayor Lou Ann Palmer spoke just hours after the Federal Reserve Board orchestrated the biggest one-day cut ever in the benchmark rate and used the economic unease to stress to the county commission how important it was to keep the Reds in town.
What we need to be doing is stimulating the local economy, and this project definitely would do that. It would create construction jobs for those who in the construction industry have lost jobs. It would really stimulate the economy because people would be coming down and utilizing our hotels and our restaurants, for those who provide supplies for the construction of the stadium.
But the commission was hardly ready to rubber stamp Mayor Palmer's request. Commissioner Nora Patterson said she supported a new park for the Reds until she learned last summer that funding for beach maintenance had bled into ad valorem taxes.
We don't know what's going to happen on January 29th, but we do know that we are facing economic hard times and a difficult moment to try to keep even our youth softball fields and things like that going, our library systems and all of those things. It's a tough choice. I don't want to see baseball leave this community. I understand that it is an asset. But, you know, so are my kids' baseball fields and things like that, and all the other things I have to protect out of a very limited and increasingly limited county budget.
Commissioner John Thaxton said making such momentous decisions was no fun.
But things have changed dramatically from when we first entered into these negotiations. To say we are in uncertain economic times today would be a gross understatement.
Thaxton said that because of the county's budget being reduced because of state-mandated rollbacks last year, and with Amendment 1 in the offing, allocating bed tax money for the redevelopment of Ed Smith Stadium was a luxury the county could not afford.
And I fear that local government is entering into the perfect storm. I mean, we have absolutely, we will now have assaults coming at us and demands from virtually all directions. Mr. Allen was quoted in the newspaper today as saying something to the effect that we have a business to run, and at the end of the day, baseball is a business. Well, may very well be true, but let me tell you, government is a business too, and we have to act in the same responsible manner as does the Cincinnati Reds. They have competing offers, they have competing interests, as do we.
But not everybody felt the situation was so gloomy. Commissioner Joe Barbetta said simply Sarasota could not afford to lose the Reds.
Everybody benefits. Everybody. There's no way we can replace those lost dollars. We've seen different methods of economic development figures that have been economic impact figures that have been produced. All of them show a positive economic impact. These are tough economic times. It's time for leaders to lead. Leaders need to show leadership in tough economic times. We need to realize that this will be an incredible blow at the worst possible time for this community.
Commissioner Paul Mercier said he could be in support of the plan, but did not want the county to do it on the cheap. He also said that he wanted a commitment from the Reds that they would cease any potential negotiations with other cities in Florida or Arizona.
But if we're going to do something special in this community, it shouldn't be about the Reds. It should be about what's right for our community. And to say no ad valorem is going to be used, it's like saying we're not going to rob Peter to pay Paul. The money has to come from somewhere. And I would be bold enough to say that if we're going to do this, Mr. Bottolotta mentioned it, but I'd look the Reds straight in the eye and say, if we go along with this, you need to stop talking to everybody else. I don't want to take our citizens on a roller coaster ride and then have them come back and say, well, we signed in Arizona, or we went to Orlando, or we went wherever. If they're really committed to this community, say so, and let's stop the facade of because they are pitting us against somebody else. And what happens if the Reds take over the stadium?
The Reds have agreed to provide $9 million for the funding of the park. The state of Florida would kick in just under $8 million, and the city of Sarasota would pay $6.8 million. City officials unanimously approved the funding on Tuesday. Kelly Kirshner is a city commissioner. He said the issue for the city after residents voted down a proposal to help pay for a new park last fall was what to do with the park that currently has an annual operating debt that could go over $1 million that the city taxpayers are currently on the hook for. But he says after negotiating with the Reds over the last month and a half, the city now has a good deal to go forward to rebuild the park and keep spring training baseball alive in Sarasota.
The Reds agreed that they would take over, basically run the day-to-day operation of the facility. They would be responsible for any annual operating deficits. And they would also allocate to us X number of days per calendar year that would be four community events, and that number hasn't been fixed, but that's what we authorized our staff to continue to negotiate them, with them on. So from a city perspective, what was being proposed in November on the ballot would have been another $14.5 million that would have been levied against your property tax bill. Not to mention the fact that we as the city would still be holding the bag and annual operating deficits and running that facility if there would continue to be deficits, and I'm sure there would be. So now you have a situation where we've reduced that by $8 million. The city would only put in about $6 million, and we would fund that through bonding basically this annual operating deficit, and it would not come out of property taxes at all. So I don't think from a city perspective that honestly you could have scripted this better for city taxpayers, because in my mind, and I think I'm, you know, if you can have anybody look at this, that this is probably the best deal that really the city could get, and you're going to have a brand new stadium, you'd keep Major League Baseball here, and you do so at a cost cheaper to the city than what was done in building the original Ed Smith Stadium in 1988.